I want to do is go back to my flat in Elephant and Castle, put on some Ella Fitzgerald, knock up a tuna salad. My sister had hated fish. Take a hot shower to wash out the day, then curl up on the sofa with a good book and try to forget that the rent is due next week, along with all the other bills. Peeling off my rubber gloves, I wash my hands carefully in the corner sink. Then slipping on my fluffy blue mohair charity shop cardigan, I make my way downstairs, pausing at reception to hand in the classroom key. "How's it going?" asked the woman at the desk. I put on my cheerful face. "Great, thanks. You?" She shrugs. "I've got to rearrange the notice board. Someone's just dropped this off. Not sure that anyone will be interested. What do you think?" I read the poster. It's on A4 paper and has a picture of an artist's palette next to a cell with bars across it. Wanted. Artist in residence for HMP Archville, a men's open prison. 1 hour from central London, 3 days a week, travel expenses paid, competitive remuneration. Applications to Archville at hmps.gsi.gov.uk. My skin breaks out into little goosebumps. "You wouldn't catch me in one of those places," sniffs the receptionist. Her words bring me back to myself, and I fumble for a pen. "You're not really interested, are you, Alison?" I continue writing down the email address. "Maybe. Or rather you than me." The pros and cons whirl around in my head as I make my way out into the street. Steady income, travel costs, enough to stop me worrying over my bank balance every month. But I've never even been inside a prison before. The very thought terrifies me. My mouth is dry, my heart is thumping. I wish I'd never seen the ad. It's as though fate is telling me something. But do I really want to listen?